Hare Krishna, today we are reading Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. He is giving the morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. No matter what else he was doing, Srila Prabhupada put it in his schedule even when he was ill. Wherever he travelled, he lived with the devotees and joined them to give the morning class. Here was the opportunity to watch his gestures and expressions as he spoke, absorbed in Srimad Bhagavatam. A dull student might think that Prabhupada was saying the same things, using the same repertoire of verses, but Prabhupada was always quoting the verses to prove different points in different contexts. He was always discovering new lights. He also said that repetition was necessary to learn. For most devotees in the later years, this was the one sure time to be with him in his personal form, to sit and hear. It was formal, and one might wish for other situations in which to ask personal questions and to have a reply just for oneself. Yet the lectures were great mercy, and to the receptive student, they were very personal. Devotees had testified how in a large audience, when Prabhupada said, "Distribute books," they took it to heart and formed their lives on that order. Many have testified that they found Prabhupada looked at them and spoke especially to them in his lecture, even though they knew he was speaking to everyone else as well. This was the time for all to be with him. Each morning, without fail, he would begin, looking at the verse and speaking. As if he was entering a sacred river, he immersed himself at once in Srimad Bhagavatam. He hardly ever chose another literature to speak from in the morning. What an example that the Srimad Bhagavatam contains all else and is perfect for all our days. He sat in one place in the traditional posture of the Guru, legs crossed, sitting on the Vyasasana with spectacles, book in hand, microphone, gesturing and looking up. He was 100% Vyasadeva's representative, giving us the transcendental wisdom. Seeing Srila Prabhupada's personal example even today by means of movies or tape recordings, all the devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement may adopt the same procedures and do as he taught. Like him, we can proceed the class by singing Jai Radha Madhava with Kartalas. Then we can recite Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, then the Sanskrit, synonyms, translation, purport. We have no need to invent something new. After he showed us hundreds and hundreds of times, how can we fail to grasp the instruction that we should continue the morning tradition of sitting together and hearing and speaking? A devotee once told Srila Prabhupada that many disciples slept during classes, and Srila Prabhupada replied that he knew. He said his classes were for advanced students. Srila Prabhupada gave untiringly as the loving instructor, but it was up to his disciples to benefit. I confess that I was one of those who sometimes slept in Srimad Bhagavatam class. Once I even asked Srila Prabhupada what to do about my sad plight. At first, he replied by making a joke. He said there is an aesthetic joke in India. Srimad Bhagavatam is a sure cure for insomnia. When Srila Prabhupada said this, I laughed, but I didn't want it to be true of me. Sometimes when Prabhupada found a devotee sleeping in his class, he would tell him to go stand up and go to the rear. Srimad Bhagavatam class was for his advanced students, but he kept giving chances to become more advanced. Srila Prabhupada spoke with rhetorical power and emotion, straight from his deep convictions. He had great oratorical skill, emphasizing his points with aesthetic effects, but none of it was done for show or with lack of realization, not like the rasa dance talks of bogus Bhagavatam reciters. Srila Prabhupada wrote Bhagavatam purports and he lived the life of the Bhagavatam. He was also the Bhagavatam's ideal preacher. When he spoke, the emotions were always right. Srila Prabhupada kindly gave all of those classes and now by tape recording, we hear them still. Even as we wake in the morning while taking prasadam, driving the car, flying in the plane, in sickbed or deathbed, these matchless gifts continue in our ears to cleanse our hearts and remind us that we are his shishya. We are followers of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you. Hare Krishna.